Listen to the Strong Side. After week three of the WLAW Sports Network. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, we just heard from our media roundtable, and of course, Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information, Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations. We've gone through around the whole region with our football games, and now let's take a look at the game ahead of us here tonight. The Harbor Beach Pirates on the road at Bad Axe. And for a majority of the 21st century, one of the bigger names in Thumb football has been that of the Harbor Beach Pirates. Since 2001, the orange and black of the Sunrise side has clinched a playoff berth 11 times in just 16 tries. They have won 6 district titles, 4 regional titles, 4 semifinal appearances, and 1 state championship. However, all of those accomplishments have happened before 2015. The Pirates enter the 2017 season coming off of 2 straight playoff missing 4-5 campaigns.
Just a struggling Harbor Beach team. They find a way to win 4 games, but they've just not totally got it. The teams before were so dominant, so many athletes, so many crucial players. They just haven't been able to reload like they want to, and they're hoping the senior heavy class will help them get back to where they want to be, and that's in the playoffs.
In 2010, it marked 3 straight years of missing the playoffs for the Pirates, and they finished 4-5. But it was just the following year that Harbor Beach went undefeated in the regular season and made it all the way to the regional final before falling to Saginaw-Novell.
Well, let's talk about Coach Troy Schelke. He's the guy. He is the man behind everything. He is the reason this team has been so successful, getting kids to come out and play and getting the most out of them. He's almost certainly a Hall of Famer, and he's won over 65% of his games in his career. And because of that, Harbor Beach is always going to be a team you have to talk about and worry about if you're in the Eastern Conference.
In 2016, Harbor Beach was home to just 4 seniors on their entire squad, one of which was their 2-year starting quarterback in Brady Kirsch. This year, it's the complete opposite. Harbor Beach enters this year with a cornucopia of upperclassmen, 15 to be exact.
And there's a couple names on here that you are going to hear a lot. A couple of my favorites. Let's start with James Schelke, Daniel Lanfear, Devin Puff. I think these are going to be the guys that are going to get most of the touches in the backfield. We understand that Shelkey's going to take over at quarterback most of the time, but there could be some different changes here. They're trying to throw people off, but we know Lanfear being the lead back, and most likely Devin Puff going to be the change of pace back. So Harbor Beach will, with some familiar names in the backfield, hoping to take over and get back to their offensive ways of scoring early and often.
Historically, Harbor Beach is known for its tough-nosed, hard-hitting defense. That was not the case last year. The Pirates averaged 33 points on offense, but 37 points on defense. Mind you, that was just 2 years after giving a total of 7.7 a game in 2014. The big question is, will Harbor Beach be able to stop anyone this year?
Anyone or anything. So Coach Schelke said to us on Wednesday in the interview, there's one thing that he wants this team to be, and the word was physical. He used it early, used it often. He said, if our linemen can be physical and on defense, we can be more physical. We'll make better tackles and get the ball into our offense's hands more. Doesn't matter how great our offense is, but give them some more opportunities and get that defense off the field. He said, this team can be successful.
Tonight begins the new season for MHSA football, but also Troy Schelke's 21st season as head coach in Harbor Beach. He's going for his 141st win this evening, while only falling short 72 total times. That's good enough for a 660 batting average. Kickoff of Harbor Beach and Bad Axe is in 14 minutes. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
With winter weather like today, if you're stuck or in a ditch, call T&J 24-Hour Towing. Owners Richard and Derek Simmons are there for you when you need them. Call 989-453-3553. Call the pros, T&J 24-Hour Towing Service. Fully licensed and insured, and they're your AAA towing service serving the entire thumb of Michigan. Accepting credit cards, most insurances, and most motor clubs.
This is Derek Simmons. Remember, when you need a tow or auto repair, call T&J 24-Hour 24-hour towing, and Simmons Auto Repair at 989-453-3553. That's 989-453-3553.
More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no-gimmicks, full-disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football all season long. It is week number one of the MHSA season, and Harbor Beach is on the road taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets in the county seat of Huron. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from an absolutely beautiful night in Bad Axe, Michigan. Resiliency is a good word to focus on when it comes to football. The same can be said about the Bad Axe Hatchets. It's been a bit of an uphill climb for most of recent history for the Blue and Gold. In fact, over the course of the past 15 seasons, just one finished with the Hatchets at or above 500. That was in 2014. A season ago, Bad Axe went 1-8.
Yeah, and that season, they made it to the playoffs as well. But and you take a look at the Bad Axe schedule to boot this year, it is tough. So they have a long road ahead of them. But I really like what Coach Kelly Durr has done. He's got the numbers back up where it needs to be. So he's starting with the younger kids and working their way up. He knows this season's going to be an uphill battle, as you mentioned. He's going to have a tough road ahead, but he's got to develop the younger players and keep them interested in the game and start with the fundamentals. And if he can do that and keep these kids playing hard, they will get better. It may take time, but they can do it.
Unfortunately, it could be a little bit tough sledding for the Bad Axe program again this year. Graduation took a lot of their key positions, which include their main running back, wide receiver, and part-time quarterback. Their fullback and last year's full-time quarterback didn't come out for the squad this year.
That's tough. That's the things that cannot happen. But let's start with the main one, Ryan Haleski. That when you thought of Bad Axe football last year, you thought of Ryan Haleski, a tough-nosed running back and probably one of the best linebackers in the area. It just seemed like if the ball was somewhere, Ryan Haleski was in on the tackle, so they're going to miss him probably the most.
In fact, of Bad Axe's 320 rushing yards last year against Harbor Beach, the now-departed quarterback and running back accounted for all of but 18 of those rushing yards. But there are a couple of bright spots in this year's backfield, one being Ryan Wehner.
Ryan Wehner, 5'8", 150-pound junior. He's been on varsity now for this will be his second season. Rumor has it he's going to take quite a few of the snaps. We will find that out for sure. There could be a rotational spot out there. But Ryan Wehner is going to be crucial for this team. But if that offensive line does not develop and protect him, it does not matter what they do back there. They're going to have to win the battle up front.
In last week's four-team scrimmage between Bad Axe, Ubley, Genesee, and Oscoda, the Hatchets were running a variety of offenses, one, though, standing out a bit more than the rest. The formation would be the Menominee famous single-wing offense. It's a mess to broadcast.
It absolutely is, but the one thing you need to know on that is they're trying to create leverage and overload on defenses. They are going to try and catch the defense in a standard-style defense and get outside on the right.